So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe Ferrero Rocher je 200 Gramm Packung nur 2,99 Euro. Außerdem Mionetto Prosecco Spumante Doc je 0,75 Liter Flasche nur 5,99 Euro. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.
Achtung, es folgt eine wichtige Botschaft Ihres Mobilfunkanbieters.
Ey Mann, es gibt Leute, die drücken immer noch zu viel Knete ab.
Nein, nicht frisch.
Lebara ist ja irgendwie smarter.
Ja, smart.
50 Gigabyte für nur 8,99.
Wenig Knete.
Ich zahle doch nicht mehr für weniger.
Nee, das wäre auch schön blöd. Lebara, deine Knete, deine Entscheidung.
Nice.
Alle Details zu unseren Tarifen finden Sie unter lebara.de.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the show today, Halloween Hallmark movies, plus a stupid world record, and Donnie Baker. They're coming up right after this.
The Bob and Tom Show presents Memorable Moments in Presidential History.
President William Howard Taft, our 27th president, was the fattest president to ever hold office. He weighed in at a whopping 332 pounds. He was the first and only president whose cabinet included a secretary of donuts.
This has been Bob and Tom's Memorable Moments in Presidential History.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom Griffin.
Thank you very much, Chickster. As usual, have many, many things happening.
Many, many things.
Many, many.
Josh has lost his voice cheering at a giant rock festival.
Mm-hmm.
And had a great time, saw a bunch of cool bands.
Oh, I was with my people.
They just met some fans.
Many, yes. And big fans of the show. A lot of our listeners out there, thank you for coming by. Saying
now, it's my understanding you're putting together a highlight video.
Absolutely, yes. So keep an eye out.
And there may be urination.
There may we'll call it a highlight and low light video
okay.
of the,
okay,
the whole party.
At a great rock show.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Now, when we last left you, we had tennis in the news. Some guy set his arm on fire.
And the court.
At a tennis match.
Right.
Where was that?
At the Laver Cup. I would think that's in Australia, I think. Rod Laver? Yeah.
Oh, that's the one.
Where Federer and Nadal just played doubles and they lost, but it was...
And
Federer was given a so long speech and Nadal was crying. It was really, it was very... I was crying. It was very...
I'd be crying if my arm was on fire.
Sure.
Yeah.
What else makes you cry? Christy, go.
The movie My Girl makes me cry, no matter how many times I see it.
Really?
Yeah, at multiple spots. Wow.
I've never seen that movie.
Oh, it's a good one. It's a good one.
Yeah. Have we? Is there?
I cry because of Dan Aykroyd's performance in that.
He's fantastic in it as Mr. Salt and Fuss.
I have not seen that. I'll have to. But no, you and I keep threatening to write one of those Hallmark movies.
Right. At this point, it's a threat.
Is there a Hallmark movie about Halloween?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, there are like fall and Halloween related, but. There's not none that are particularly scary.
Not a lot of horror rom-coms.
Right, yeah.
I think maybe we should create one.
Well, you can't have it too...
It can't be too scary, but...
Well, I want to capitalize on the Dahmer craze that's going on right now and the romantic comedy thing and call it Meat Cute, M-E-A-T.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
I think that might...
You wouldn't eat that.
Now, Jeffrey, when I say...
Sorry, it's back to the sports page before we...
Yeah, we quickly ruined that, didn't we?
Yeah. Was he eating those ding-a-lings? Is that what he was doing?
He may have.
Oh, Jeff.
He was eating everything.
How about October Kiss on the Hallmark Movie Channel, just in time for Halloween?
Oh, that sounds nice.
Poppy, played by Ashley Williams.
Oh, she's good.
What do we know about Ashley Williams?
What do we know?
Tom, wasn't she the one in Girls who...
I think that's Allison Williams.
It is Allison
Williams. Is it Allison Williams? Oh, I thought she was the one, the butt munch. Anyway.
That was, she's the daughter of the newscaster.
Brian?
Former newscaster. Brian.
No, he's still, he's back on, I thought.
I thought he bailed.
Mm-mm. I think so. He came back.
I thought.
Okay. I'm surprised he was able to come back after he was in Vietnam that walked on the moon.
Poppy takes on a job as Ryan's nanny. She's a temporary fill-in during the Halloween season, but she soon becomes a lasting part of Ryan and his children's lives.
Oh.
This movie's filled to the witch's brim with Halloween spirit. Yeah, from giant pumpkin patches.
It would have been funny if it's filled to a witch's... when it comes to anatomy, isn't the thing referenced the most?
Yeah. Yes, which I've never understood. I mean, aren't those things hanging over a boiling cauldron most of the time?
Mm-hmm. That's because they're slightly cooked.
Huh. Evidently, Hallmark has a series of movies concerning Halloween. It's called the Good Witch series.
Oh, I've seen more of those than I care to admit. But she's...
annual Halloween special. The Good Witch is Cassie.
Boy, she's attractive.
As she prepares for the... Oh, she looks like she's like 12 years old, but an adult.
No, she doesn't.
Has one of those faces. Yeah, absolutely she does.
Could we move on?
No, we're talking about Cassie.
No, you're reading this and...
No, we're talking about Hallmark Halloween movies. What do you think? All right, as usual, we'll do is...
No, here's the good... This.
Oh, yeah, that's...
She was in JAG.
A man has broken a tightrope world record on a Highlines. This is what Tom wants to talk about, so that's what we're doing. Right, Tom?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He was so happy that that's so how it works.
A man has broken a tightrope world record on a high line suspended between a crane and Mont-Saint-Michel in France. Nathan Paulin completed a 1.4 mile long walk. 1.4 miles across a tightrope suspended 330 feet off the ground.
Oh, I don't like walking 1.4 miles on a track.
Paulin is already dreaming of walking a tightrope between the Eiffel Tower and the Montparnasse Myass Tower.
Have you been to the Nasse Myass? It's gorgeous.
Am I close on that? Mm-hmm. That's a distance of 1.68 miles.
And the thing is, did you see it?
No, I'm not looking.
This French guy walks 1.4 miles way up high.
Yeah.
And the incredible thing, the entire way he does not smoke a cigarette.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's... really amazing.
That's unheard of. That's the record, I think. Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, if he falls to his death, is it still a record?
No, he did not accomplish one. Now, depending on the height of the fall, that itself might be a record. Man,
isn't Mont Saint Michael? Isn't that
Mont Saint Michel?
Isn't it?
It's on the island.
Isn't that an island itself? So he was really walking over water, right? The most of the time.
Not that it matters at that height.
Yeah,
it's just that's what
like,
I thought.
It's just like concrete, but very cool.
I believe they call it Eager Shark Bay.
Could you grab that?
Hello, they can hear you, Bob and Tom.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hi, Donnie.
Hi, Donnie.
You guys talk about stuff that makes you cry. You know what makes me cry more and more is all the money these chicks are making on OnlyFans.
Good for them.
Christy, I've been telling you. Josh been telling you. Josh speaks the truth. Christy, you should hear him out when he last week I ran in this chick from back in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody called her Backseat Betty.
Yes. Yeah.
Anyway, she told me she's making almost $2,000 a month selling her used panties to weirdos online.
All right.
I couldn't believe it. So I signed up. Sure enough, it's really horror, man. $2,000 a month's a lot of money. Think of all the scratchers I'd buy.
Yeah.
I can't believe dudes pay her that much just for wearing some panties around all day. Must be like them dudes who collect jerseys like you, chick, because everybody knows you pay more if it's game worn.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
And the fact remains, panties are no different. You can go to Victoria's Secrets and get a pair of panties for, what, $10? But asking the sales chick to wear them for a couple quick laps around the food court first probably going to cost you a lot more. I swear to God, last time my lead bass player, Todd Boner, tried that, it cost him an extra $500 for bail.
Oh,
I swear to God.
I see.
Christy, you could take requests. No. Like, some dude could request you to, like, a bunch of Brussels sprouts. Oh. Then you run a mini marathon while wearing some thong panties.
No, Donnie.
Or maybe hit Taco Tuesday, then take a bike ride around the city, like, on a hot day.
That's going to go for big money, Christy.
He wants me to do this because he wants it.
Vacuum. Or get them vacuum sealers you see on infomercials and throw them still moist bad boys in a bag, seal it up. That way when the dude opens up, he gets hit in the face with humidity straight from your crown.
Donnie's
right. These are going to go for big money.
I bet you make $500 a pair.
More than that.
I'll handle the marketing and shipping and take 60%. Man, it's a good deal for you, Christy.
Nope.
You know? Before you know it, Christy, you'll finally be able to afford that swimming pool with the built-in bidet we talked about.
How would that work exactly?
Wiffy's pizza rolls are burning again.
Yeah, same. Just one time.
Thank you, Dad.
Going online without ExpressVPN is like driving without car insurance. You might be a great driver, but with all the crazy people on the road these days, why would you take the risk?
Here's why you need ExpressVPN. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network in cafes, hotels, airports, etc., your online data is not secure.
Any hacker on the same network can gain access to and steal your personal data. It doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. That is why you need ExpressVPN.
Your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal info on the dark web. ExpressVPN stops hackers from stealing your data by creating a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet.
One of our staff members signed up for ExpressVPN because they had an identity theft scare when they were shopping online. Their kids were accessing the internet, and they wanted to be cautious about their privacy.
ExpressVPN plans start at just $3.49 a month. That's 12 cents a day. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over 1 billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. And ExpressVPN works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more, so you can stay secure on the go. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. That's expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. Find out how you can get up to 4 extra months. expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Hey, Donnie's right.
No.
I was reading some article about some school teacher that switched to OnlyFans.
Right.
And is making $1,000 a day.
Yeah.
How does this work again, Josh?
Well, these women can start their own accounts and they can model as they like, and men pay to join their pages monthly.
Are there guys that do it? Is there a.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's also becoming semi-mainstream. There are some comedians who have.
Yeah, remember Tommy Lee's doing it now?
Yeah.
Tommy Lee's $40 a month.
I believe Carmen Electra has one.
What is Tommy Lee doing on it that's interesting?
Honking the horn.
Charlie Sheen's daughter's doing it now. One of his daughters. Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Oh, Tina?
No.
Tina Sheen?
No, I think it's Sheena.
Sheena Sheen. We'll get there. I'm a good idea starter. I don't have any good ideas. I'm a starter. And time now for
Stupid World Record.
Our final one, and we saved the best one for last.
Yeah?
A teenager has broken the Guinness World Record for putting on the most socks on 1 foot in 30 seconds.
Boy, a teenager, huh? I can tell you why he can't put socks.
All right. If they were Josh's socks, it'd be hard to get them on. They might be a little sticky or stiff.
He's a t-shirt man.
Thank you.
For the sake of the joke, he doesn't miss it.
All right, let's start the bidding. Tom, of course, exempt. How many socks do you think's the record for getting on 1 foot in 30 seconds?
What kind of socks are they?
I'm not taking questions. I'm
going to say he did 30 and 30.
30 socks and 30
I'm
seconds.
I'm going to say 52.
52?
Wait, what's on? It's a she, by the way.
Oh, she, okay.
18. 18.
What is the answer?
52. Hey, you got a guess?
15.
15. The answer is 22.
Oh.
Oh, she's a teenager. Then all 22 were immediately put on the floor in random places and not picked up. Having a 15-year-old, I'm well aware of this.
And they don't match ever.
Damn, why
kids never?
Exactly.
Why not? That's fine. It's just pick them up for God's sake. Hang on a second. Is there an OnlyFans thing for recycled and game-worn socks?
Yes, I know a girl who sells her socks.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So my
sister, Sally sold socks. Sells her socks
by where?
By the seashore.
I I have a question. Seriously, you're exempt from this chicken.
Okay.
Does anyone know what he's on this morning? And could I get some?
I'm loving it.
Some major pharmaceutical, obviously.
Hey, look, my water heater broke. Okay, I'm out of my routine.
What? What happened?
Did you get it fixed yet?
It's being fixed today. Yes.
You didn't get the shower.
Yeah, I showered today.
In cold water, good for you.
No. I have a backup arrangement.
Oh, little away game.
You boil some water on the stove.
And by the way.
You know what we do? We didn't have a shower at first.
No, we certainly did.
But Diggy Dig came up with the idea, you know what we do is.
You take rainwater.
That's right.
And it collects on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And all you do is you drill five holes in the roof. And if it comes down like a
and shower. I hear you're saying, what about hot water?
Yeah.
Set fire to the roof.
He ain't wrong.
So I'm sorry. So can we get back to this world record?
We've done that at all eight of our houses. Yes, we can.
Yeah. So ladies,
however,
ladies putting socks. Putting socks on one foot?
This is somewhat, it's not real. The CBC reports the 14-year-old Carolina Cruz of Calgary managed to put on 22 socks in the time limit, beating the previous record of 19. She's a competitive swimmer in the under 16 category. However, the current record in the adult category is 28.
Okay.
Boy, Canada needs the NHL if they're this bored. Putting just socks on one foot?
Yeah.
Makes no sense. I've got the audio here.
Okay.
Sock it to me, baby, baby. Sock it to me,
who this
baby,
is, Ace?
Baby, sock it to me, baby.
Your history of music is way beyond.
Oh, that's a classic.
No.
It's
exhausting.
Have you heard this song before?
No.
Never heard it.
No,
Willie.
I know
none
the expression. Sock it
yeah,
to me.
Of course. But
sock
no one
it to me.
Song.
Yeah, we all know that.
It's Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels, an absolute classic.
Lesser hits,
it's
of course.
Not,
no, it's a big
they
hit.
Barely had enough.
That wasn't
like,
a
big
hit.
And the way Mitch sings it just sounds filthy.
Did you like touch a boob to this in 1959 when you have to suffer through it now?
Because he even just said it. The way he sings it sounds filthy.
In 59, it would have been breastfeeding it, but I.
Then yes, the answer is
yes. But I was not breastfed. As Woody Allen once said, I was breastfed on falsies.
You were breastfed until you were six?
That's you're listening wrong, but here we go.
Sock it to me, baby, baby. Sock it to me, baby, baby. Gotta
sock it to me, baby.
Cheering in the background.
That's the 1959 version of Back That Ass Up. Mm. Yeah.
It's very, very sexy. Very sexy.
Wow.
No,
and
Ace.
You have seven kids. You think that's sexy?
I think.
Are you using a surrogate? Yes or no?
The way Mitch Ryder says, "Sock it to me, baby." You know what he's talking about. He does
well,
not want
to
get. He does not
want
to get punched.
No, he
wants
doesn't.
That booty.
Sweet.
Are you taking what Chick's been taking?
He might be sharing.
Iron Kite. Okay.
Do we have an update on what might have been said on an NFL field over the weekend?
No, we don't. And even if we did, you wouldn't want it.
Yeah.
I want to hear this.
No, you don't. No, you don't want to hear
even
it.
Didn't even watch the game.
I was watching a great stage play. I watched Hamilton.
And now with our NFL update, our NFL sharpshooter. He didn't see any games yesterday. He was at a performance of Hamilton. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tom Griswold. Tom, give us your feelings about the National Football.
Well, I've seen the play Hamilton before a couple times.
You were watching a guy with a mohawk pretend to be Marquis de Lafayette. That's what you were doing.
They were all fantastic. The performers, unbelievable.
You know, Hamilton's
good.
Actually white in real life.
Yeah.
Well, this is a diverse cast,
and they were
all excellent. The best sound I've ever seen at a Broadway.
Best sound I've ever seen. Just stop.
I could see the sound. It was coming out of the mouths of these brilliant actors, and they didn't get arrested or lose a game because they might have cursed once or twice during the performance. But it was
okay.
Great. Sorry.
I want you to know you've caused this.
Okay, you're going to play this
now
one?
Now that's...
Sock it to me?
Now that's Nixon, right?
That's Sock It to Me. Not Mitch Ryder and the
Yeah,
and they
that
had
I've
one
heard.
Song, and everybody thought it was somebody else's, how it became popular, as I recall, for Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels. Why are you looking at Willie? Mm-hmm. Don't you look at me, mister, when I'm talking to you.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you.
I like this.
Yeah, you look at me, pal.
Yes, Mr. Dickweed. You don't think this is a great song?
No.
Sock it to me, baby, baby.
What a great voice.
First off, I don't care for you. How foolish do you think we are when this girl put on 22 socks in 30 seconds? I have the audio, and then you play that. You think we think that's the audio?
You know what? Yeah.
Do you like this one better? Do you like Buster Poindexter better?
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
I do.
No. And
hot, hot, hot. Oh, that's the best.
And by the way, Tom, if that's your real name, I don't. The actual audio would be.
Exactly.
Putting socks on 22 or 30 seconds.
Here's a song that's tangentially related.
Idiot.
I just thought that the story was so inherently boring that perhaps, again, as I said, if people in Canada are that bored, it's time for the NHL to start back up. Your thoughts, Josh?
I say, look, Mitch Ryder is anything but boring. I'll tell you that.
They're very, very good. Yeah. Very good.
Our love is alive.
Same with Susie Quattro.
There you go.
Compare this to Mitch Ryder. Listen how she's singing.
They both have their place in the world.
That's right. This is 10 times better than that song by Mitch Ryder.
And by the way, Susie Quattro rocked it in Louder Than Life this year.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in the oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.